I'm Stephanie Wilson, and you're listening to Freedom Over Fascism.
And then we're also going to certain campuses that are very prescribed in our four states. And one of the very fun things we're doing is we're doing condoms that we're going to hand out that say, protect yourself from Republicans, vote for Democrats.
Hi, friends. On this podcast, we've been talking a lot about the need for good messaging, effective ways to get that messaging out to you activists and, in turn, to your real-life friends, and how the media should be covering politics responsibly. Joanne Lulin is the co-founder of the Democratic Messaging Project, which takes important messaging about how critical this moment is and delivers it directly to people in battleground states, with billboards, with ads in non-political apps that people use, and with, wait for it, condoms on college campuses. We need all the voices out there talking to voters and potential voters, because as Mike Podhorzer, former political director of the AFL-CIO, says, this presidential election is within the margin of effort. And as we all know, we need to be contesting seats up and down the ballot in every single state. So take a listen to Joanne. She's a character, and she's a dedicated, lifelong activist putting her time and money into projects that can make a measurable difference in battleground states. Welcome to Freedom Over Fascism.
Thank you for having me, Stephanie. I really appreciate the work you're doing. It so needs to be done. It's a scary time out there that people don't seem to understand for the most part.
It is a scary time. And thank you for coming on and helping us work through the messaging that you're doing and how people should be talking about politics right now if they want to see change. I would love to know what the Democratic Messaging Project does. And if you could tell me a little bit more about your activities, you're the co-founder, and how you came to found it.
Well, I have another group called Local Majority, and we had worked in the states for state legislative candidates that can't afford to have their own research and papers written. And I'm lucky enough to live in the Bay Area near Stanford University. So there's all these very intellectual brainiacs around here that wanted to do something besides give money, or, and they're way too introverted to make phone calls or do texts. So we started a group 8 years ago that wrote papers and research papers for state legislative candidates. And you work with state legislative candidates. You know that the state parties do not provide this kind of thing. They want people to raise money, knock doors. And so we filled a little bit of a niche. And we've written over 300 papers for candidates in 8 states. Mm-hmm. And we're starting on doing Arizona for this go round. But what I found in there is how people don't have really basic information, like who's running and what does a state legislator do, and how important your local person is, because that really impacts you almost more than the federal laws. What I got to see firsthand is that we need to get around the algorithm where we are all sent the information that we want to have or that we agree with. Yes, click, click, click. We agree with this. We want to follow that, you know. And it was really brought home. It's been brought home many times, but the latest was my brother, who's a Republican, supposedly not a MAGA. I sure hope not. And anti-Trump. But he was telling me about how mail-in voting is how you can really cheat on stealing an election. I was like, this is the guy that used to run Goodyear Tire and Rubber worldwide. This is not a, you know, bumpkin. That's not what's happening. So I was shocked and told him how mail-in balloting worked. His eyes were this big, like, wait, you have to sign it? And I said, yes, you would have to steal millions of ballots out of people's mailbox and forged millions of signatures. So he was shocked. And he is very well read. And he reads the Wall Street Journal. And even though it's conservative, it doesn't lie. It might have opinions that I don't agree with, but it doesn't out and out lie like Fox News. It reinforced, this was a year ago, and it reinforced so strongly about how we have to get out. So what we decided to do is put up billboards to do, this is what we did in 2022, put up billboards seen by 59 million people. We did digital ads that are attached to apps, not your regular. It's attached to like the weather and your sports and your gaming and those kinds of apps. So people who don't normally see these kinds of political ads would see them.
Right.
And so we did those two main things, and the digital ads were seen by about 27 million people. And we had 400,000 of those people go to our website, click to our website and look around our website, which the experts tell me is about 25 times the normal click through. So we got really empowered and decided to do even more this time. So we're doing billboards again. In fact, we've already purchased them at 2 to 4 times the price they were 2 years ago. And then we also are doing digital ads, which we're already getting all set up to do. And then we are adding in rolling billboards. And why so is because people really have no idea about the 37,000 projects across the country that are seed funded by the Infrastructure Act, the CHIPS Act. And what they do is private industry has now gotten completely involved. Like, I'm just going to use Intel as an example. They are investing $200 billion with a B dollars in these infrastructure CHIPS acts around the country. And in addition, Biden has given $6.6 billion to poor communities that have few resources. And $100 billion to the red areas of the country that are dependent on oil and coal jobs that have lost a lot of them because of renewable energy. So no one knows about these. It's right. What repaired I-92 in Philadelphia in 12 days. It's what's doing the major bridge between Ohio and Kentucky that transports almost 60% of the goods in the United States. So there's so many things that is happening. Putting in 50% of this country doesn't have high-speed internet that we're using right now. So they can't get businesses to come there. They're very poor. And so the Infrastructure Act is doing that. Well, nobody knows about it. So what we're going to do is the 4 states we're working in, which are the states that are going to decide the presidency, Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. And we're doing rolling billboards that are talking about the projects there. Arizona has one that has $60 billion in Intel private industry investment. That's just one of the things. So we're going to take those rolling billboards into the neighborhoods and say, this is what Biden has done, because Republicans didn't vote for it. In our 4 states, no Republican voted for it, except one in Pennsylvania. So this is what we're doing, and we're doing more. We're doubling our digital ads. And then we're also going to certain campuses that are very prescribed in our 4 states. And one of the very fun things we're doing is we're doing condoms that we're going to hand out that say, protect yourself from Republicans, vote for Democrats.
Oh my gosh, what an amazing idea.
Isn't that a great idea?
It's so fantastic.
These for $3,500, the cheapest and best advertising you can get.
College campuses. My goodness, what other way to advertise on college campuses?
Right. And we're also going to do on college campuses door hangers that say very few words, as the youth of today Yes. Very little reading. And sadly, I'm hearing from my nieces and nephew that are in college that they do very little reading even in college. And then we're having students hand out flyers and explain to people where to vote, why to vote for Democrats. And my biggest thing right now in all of this is to talk about the difference between freedom and fascism, because people really don't understand. And it's a trend all over the world, as I know you know, Stephanie, but mm-hmm. a lot of people have no idea that the current head of Italy is a fascist. I mean, it's a frightening situation out there, and it could so easily happen here. But that is mainly what we're doing, including now doing social media. I'm doing TikTok every day. We're doing Instagram. We're doing all of that because I know that's where you reach the young people, and we really need them to vote.
Absolutely. The young people are the ones that can make the biggest difference in the shortest amount of time.
Yes. Yeah.
Your website says, "We are hell-bent on delivering democratic messages that you wish someone would say."
Right.
What does that mean?
So, for instance, the media is not reporting on any of this. You know, there was an article last Friday in the New York Times, and the headline was, "Democrats are worried that Biden is pulling them down in the states." I happen to work in the states quite diligently. And I want to remind people that Democrats have won every special election except for one in 2023. And Democrats have outperformed Republicans all over the country. And one of the ways they're doing that is to talk about what Biden has done and what the Democrats have delivered. And even though, like on MSNBC, our channel, right, the liberal channel, they did a whole thing on last night on Chris Hayes about the economy and how is the economy doing for you, and people reporting about how the economy is doing terribly. And he put in all this statistics about how it's doing great. And they teased out all of this information, and even people making $40,000 more in 2023 than they made under Trump are saying they were better off under Trump. I mean, it's like this cognitive dissonance. And it is because, like him or not, as Nancy Pelosi said at her first meeting with Trump when he came in, it was in the White House. And, you know, they call in the leaders of the House and the Senate to come in and talk to the new president. She said she went in and he starts doing his, you know, garbled talking. And she said, she just put her hand on his arm and said, "I'm going to pray for you, Mr. President," and got up and walked out. That's our Nancy Pelosi. I love her. So what we're not getting is from the media what is actually happening. The article of the New York Times on Friday, you had to go 14 paragraphs down to find out that, okay, we've heard all these things about Biden. He's too old. He's this, he's that, the other. In this New York Times article, supposedly the liberal newspaper, 14 paragraphs down, they started talking about Trump wants to be a dictator. That should have been the headline.
Right, absolutely.
So there's no way people are getting this information. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why there isn't more information from the White House, but I get it on my algorithm. Every day I get four things from the White House telling what they've done, but nobody else is getting, I mean, I shouldn't say that, but you know, right. It's not out there in general knowledge. People do not know that these 37,000 infrastructure projects are being done only by Democrats, and the Republicans, of course, in all these states are taking responsibility for it. So, you know, that's what concerns me, is people don't have this information. And even from supposedly our sites, like MSNBC is treating polls a year out as if they're gospel, as if this is what's going to happen.
That's right.
And it's not true. You know, as Rachel Maddow says, ask President Romney if polls a year out are accurate. And somebody was telling that to went, "Wait, President Romney?" I said, exactly. He didn't win.
Right. Polls a year out, any kind of horse race polling is taking our focus from where it needs to be.
Right.
We need to be focusing on the stakes, not the odds, right? The odds are irrelevant right now.
Exactly.
And all of those polls, I was reading Tom Bonier on Twitter this morning. And once you look under the surface, there are pieces that are just not credible. And people hear these numbers rather than anything like Biden. Yes, he's old. Trump's only 3 years younger. Trump has to have little pads under his feet so he doesn't fall over. As Biden says it, but I don't think it gets through. Don't compare him to the almighty. Compare him to the alternative. And the stakes of this election are so high.
Yes.
And people in states where MAGA, that aren't battleground states, that are Indiana and Iowa and Missouri and Tennessee and so many more I could name throughout the South, they're living what we fear. Their general assemblies are making fascist laws. They are banning books. They are outing kids. They are preventing people from getting health care. And these abortion bans just mean that OBGYNs move out of the state. And while the people who are dialed in, no, activists, I don't think the general public really has any idea what's going on and how they could fix it.
Right. I mean, the new Texas law that went into effect on January 1st, or that the judges, the Supreme Court of Texas said that emergency rooms do not have to give life-saving abortions. I mean, it's like, you're not going to know that until you or someone you know goes in there, because the press is not reporting it.
Right.
They are not telling people, hey, this is the law they just... And of course, us activists sound like we're nuts, you know?
Right.
We sound crazy. I had a friend whose daughter moved to Texas, she and her husband and their baby girl. And I said, they cannot stay there. They have to figure out a way to get out of there unless we are able to do a federal abortion. And they're like, she's 3 years old. It doesn't matter. I said, she will quickly become 13 years old and able to get pregnant. It's like, anyway, but we sound nuts. And people,
we do, because
they're like, it'll never happen here, Joanne. There's just no way. And Trump won't be able to be a dictator. I'm like, oh, my God.
They put it up on the internet.
Yes.
How he's going to be a dictator. And even if it's not Trump.
Oh,
even
yes,
if it's
whoever wins. Who,
right.
Oh, no. Nikki Haley. You know, I don't know what caused the Civil War. What do you think caused the Civil War? I loved her answer. What do you think caused the Civil War? It's like, hello? Hello?
Right.
But, you know, there's a whole thing about fascism as well. I saw the statistic the other day, and an activist told me that is a low number. 63% under 30 years old people in the United States do not know about the Holocaust. 63%. And so they don't know what are the consequences of a dictator taking over. He took over all of Europe in 14 years, except
right.
for England. It can happen here, and it's going to, because on day one, they have their list of 50,000 civil servants. And I have someone that's pretty high up in the State Department. And she said, I'm going to have to apply for a transfer out of the country by X date to be able to serve out my last, I forget how many years she had, but not that long, to be able to get her pension. And so, you know, because she's clearly on the list to fire
right.
in the position she's in now, period, end of story. So people don't know that. People don't know it.
Right.
That he's got the list of 50,000 and they can wholesale fire people in a certain category on day one. And then I say to people who are in his grip, good luck getting your Social Security check if they
right.
if they fire 50,000 civil servants on day one. You're not mm-hmm. going to get it.
The reason I do this podcast is I feel that we need to find a way for the activists to have the ammunition to go out and talk to the people who are not paying attention or who only watch TV news or who don't have an idea about, I didn't know that Intel had invested so much money. That didn't even get to me. And I'm
a very
high information voter, you know?
Right, right. Oh, no, people in Arizona don't know. In Arizona, they're desperate for they're desperate for investment. They're desperate for jobs. And there was a small, I read two Arizona newspapers because we've worked in Arizona for 8 years. And there was an article in there is there's not going to be enough skilled workers to be able to satisfy what's needed in the new chips plant. A little article, you know,
right.
This big. How many state legislators in Arizona know one thing about it? I'd be very interested. We're going to start writing papers for Arizona, and I will share any we write about fascism because we are going to write that up for the state legislators. And what can happen, what he can do on day one.
And a lot of them across the country already understand what that can mean. But what they don't understand is that we're nowhere near the bottom, right?
Yes.
At the beginning, a whole bunch of people, oh, this has got to be the bottom. This has got, how low can they go? I'm a historian. There's nowhere near it, the bottom. We know where the bottom is. The bottom is in millions of people dead. Many millions.
Yeah. The one thing I want to say from history, and I don't know, I'm sure I'm older than you are, Stephanie, but I'm 75. And we were at the height of the Vietnam War at exactly this time. And my generation, so I was in college at the time, decided to vote in the streets. We called it that. There were millions of us in the streets all the time. And Lyndon Johnson had to step down because he didn't stop the war. Hubert Humphrey didn't come out against the war until 2 weeks before, like an idiot. And so we didn't go to the polls. And we had 8 years of Richard Nixon, which was a disaster for people of color, for poor people, for women. So I'm just putting that out there. And Nixon wasn't a dictator. He did not want to be a dictator. They believed to a certain degree in the rule of law. But young people must go out and vote because otherwise they're lost. You know, I'm 75. I'm not going to be around for a whole long time. And I get to move out of this country if I want to. I have enough money. I have enough privilege. I can leave this country if I want to. Most people cannot.
Some things are so big that it's hard to grasp them.
Yes.
Because it's so far beyond our comprehension. And one of the things I view as this podcast doing and what you're doing is to really try to bring the stakes home on a really clear individual level. Those condoms, I don't know how well they go over in some states, but people, my kid is 16. I have a nephew who's going to college next year.
The podcast I just did with Dr. Sophia Yen about abortion, birth control, menopause, et cetera. One of the things she said in there is a thing to join when your kid is applying to colleges that goes to all the red states, the colleges that they would have applied to and say, I am not because of the laws in your state. You must get involved in the laws in your state. They're going to lose so many kids that, I mean, if I had a child right now, boy or girl, there'd be no way I would even allow them to apply. And there's great colleges in the red states, and especially kids who love sports. It's a great place to go.
Right.
But it's dangerous. It's dangerous. And it's really hard for people to get. No, we're talking about a woman is dying in the ER and they will not do a DNC. They won't do it. And she can just bleed out there and die. Good luck, little lady. When I was in college, we didn't have the right to abortion and we barely had gotten birth control because a law wasn't passed until 1969, I think it was, where a single woman could get birth control pills. Before that, it was only couples and a man had to sign that it was okay for his wife to get birth control. I mean, people have no idea where we're going back to because they didn't live there. And they're shocked about abortion, losing federal right to abortion. And they're doing all these things to get it put back in the constitutions of their states, which is thank you, activists that are doing that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. When I want to remind people that not voting for Biden is a vote for Trump. Voting for third party is a vote for Trump.
And so, listeners, what you can do, you're all high information voters, if you're listening to this podcast, we need to go out and talk to the people who aren't as involved on a daily basis of every twist and turn and poll. We need to go talk to the people who are out there living their lives. And yes, that is what they need to do, because they need to put food on the table and they need to get their kids educated. And that is totally reasonable. But they have to know what's coming. And listeners to this podcast and Joanne's podcast and all the podcasts and shows and activists who are in this fight, we need to be out there talking to people who are not just activists. Yes. We talk to ourselves an awful lot.
Yes.
So this is arming you to go out and talk to people, as my kid would say, IRL, in real life.
Yes.
And we all know people who aren't focused on this all the time.
Let me just say to the people listening to this that are high information, when people say to you, well, Biden's so old, is he going to be the candidate? He is the candidate. There is no other candidate. And you need to make sure people know that. People have this idea that Gavin Newsom's going to run or Gretchen Whitmer's going to run. They are not going to run. There is no one out there, no savior that's going to keep you from the president that has done more than any other president, even more than FDR. At a certain point, he hadn't done more than FDR. Now he has. You know, he has done more than any president of the United States has done before, including Obama, because people love Obama. Obama didn't do nearly what Biden has done in 8 years, and Biden's already done it in 3. So people don't understand that. We lost 1,000 state house seats while Obama was in office because his people ignored the states. So, and that is what we're digging our way out of. The other piece that I think is really important is the idea that people have no idea what Biden has actually done. And that is because the media will not report it, because Trump sucks up all the energy. He's so razzmatazz. He's so insane that they love to publish him because people click, 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 click. He has said he is not only going to round up the new people at the border and put them in camps. He is going to round up citizens that are of Mexican descent.
We've been talking a lot straight to our listeners here. How can they get involved in Democratic Messaging Project? Or, well, we'll be talking to a lot of other people from a lot of different organizations, but how do they get involved with you?
Okay, so you can get involved with Democratic Messaging Project. It probably would be best to write me directly, Joanne with no E, Loulan, JoannLoulan at Gmail. Or they can go to our website, Blue For You. We keep it very simple so people can remember it. Blue For You. You want to help? You want to help distribute these condoms? You know, that could happen all over the United States. If you want to distribute these condoms, I'll get them to you. That we have to wake up the youth and get them understanding, well, what do you mean protect myself from Republicans? Well, you'll understand why if you go on our website, blueforyou.org. So these are the things that you can do. You can get on, you can let me know where you live and how you'd like to get involved, because I will help you get involved. We need a lot of people to help with our rolling billboards. Those are ones that we're going to want to have press. We're going to want to have people there that are saying, look at this billboard. Look at this rolling billboard. Come to my neighborhood. We're going to work only in those 4 states because we're a small organization And we want to go to the states that are going to decide the presidency. It's going to be about 2 million people in 7 states, really, but we're going to the top 4. And if you live in those states, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, please get in touch because we need you in those states to do some of this work. We need you to go around to the college campuses and help us. And we have very specific college campuses, like, for instance, how they're making it because the red legislatures, and I want to give some hope here too. All 4 of those states in 2022, state legislative houses were run completely by Republicans. That has shifted in 2022 because of the state house candidates that won that were Democrats, Stephanie. And I know you know much more about that than I do. Michigan now, Pennsylvania.
Right.
They are being run now by Democrats. And Arizona is one person off in both chambers of the Senate and the House before the Democrats take over. One. So you need to go out and vote Democrat up and down the ballot. That's the main thing you can do. And you can get people to register to vote. And you can tell people from your own experience how important this is to you, you know, why it's so important. And if you're an activist, you know, Stephanie, I'm sure our names are on the list, you know, because he's got a list of activists that he is going to punish. And, you know, if it doesn't sound like fascism to you to have a big camps that he's going to round up people and put them in, that's just what Hitler did. And he didn't do the gas chambers until the last, 4 years or something of his 14 years, you know, taking over Europe. I mean, it's doable.
Well, on that high note.
So it's like you can do something. You, listener, can do something. You can do a lot.
Right. And usually people who make revolutions happen, and this is kind of another revolution to democracy, are young people.
Yes. John Lewis, who was only 22, I think, when the famous thing where he was beat up and almost killed marching for civil rights. But he said, don't wait for a savior. If not you, then who? And if not now, then when? I am not kidding. If not now, then when? And you're the only one that can do it. What are you going to wait for somebody over here to do it? And don't wait for Rosa Parks, who inflamed the civil rights movement by, she was a Black woman that didn't give up her seat on a bus. She had been planning that for 10 years. She'd been an activist for a decade.
You are your own Rosa Parks.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Joanne, for coming on this program.
Oh, I'm so glad. And Stephanie, what work you're doing is so important. So important. And if we don't, you know, you're working with a candidate in Indiana, state legislative candidate.
Yes.
If we don't run, if Democrats don't run in those states, how are we going to take this over?
We need to be running in every single seat. Even if we know some of those people won't win, they're out there organizing.
Well, I also want to put this out to young women. Go on Pandia Health, P-A-N-D-I-A. I'm going to do a plug for them because you can get birth control from them sent to your dorm room right now. And just get on Pandia Health and they'll tell you everything you need to know. You don't have to go to the pharmacy. You don't have to worry about living in a red state and have a you know, pharmacist allowed to not give you birth control. Pandia Health. You can take over your own healthcare, your own rights, your own ability to only have kids when you want to.
Agreed. Thank you for listening to Freedom Over Fascism. And thank you to our editor, Benji Wilson. Please join our Patreon at patreon.com/freedomoverfascism. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please drop us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. We thank you for choosing freedom over fascism.